Glory to Jesus Christ. Teaching the gospel is full of radical changes, challenges. Today we hear one of them. We hear Jesus' call to renounce everything for his sake. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. There's one more line that was not read today, and it says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Even though we clearly recognize the meaning of this challenge, we are still subject to the temptation to find a compromise, to live with Christ and at the same time to live in the world with our worldly desires. Even if though through this effort we achieve a kind of satisfaction of our conscience, we still feel that our heart thirsts for something deeper, something more perfect. Being satisfied with this compromise can be compared to action of a person who wants to get in the middle of the lake. A person gets on the boat, starts rowing with all their might, but despite all of their efforts, they still remain only at the shore because they forgot to untie the rope from the dock. The holy teachers of spiritual life reminds us from practical experience of God's word to gospel, we cannot make any progress. Saint Isaac the Syrian, one of the best teachers on spiritual life, says this: it is just as shameful for lovers of the body and belly to seek spiritual things as it is shameful to write about chastity to a prostitute. As a body suffering from a deadly disease rejects fatty food that is opposed to it, likewise a mind filled with worldly things cannot approach the knowledge of the things of God. A fire cannot kindle in a wet wood, nor can zeal for the things of God kindle in a heart that loves comfort. Just as prostitute does not limit her affection to only one man, so a soul bound by many interests cannot be faithful to God's teachings. Each saint or each martyr we know of had to make this radical change and decision to live for Christ and only for Christ. Unfortunately, we only get to know their end result, sainthood. But we rarely dare to ask the question, what made them choose this life? We rarely want to learn from the lives of saints because, well, first, either we are indifferent to them, or most of the times, their lifestyle, what they choose to do, how to choose to live their life, opposes our lifestyle. We know what is God's will for us, and we know God's standards for life. Even though we know it, we might even understand it correctly. More often, we want to live according our own measure, our ideal independence. We always seem to know better solution than God offers us. We want our will to be done, our plans to be fulfilled, regardless of what God plans and expects from us. Most of the times we choose not to transform or change our lifestyle. Or maybe we follow the stream of modern thinking that keeps us satisfied rather than wanting to deepen our relationship with God. As with everything else in our life, first we have to recognize where we are and then make a proper steps so we set ourselves for success. It is the same thing in our spiritual life. We need to ask ourselves, where am I? What do I desire the most in my life? Do I even desire eternal life, life with Christ? If there is a desire for God in our heart, but we don't notice any progress in our spiritual life, then let us try to examine what we love more than Christ, than God. A careful search in the light of gospel will help us quickly to identify all of the ropes that keep our boat of our life close to the shore, being tied to the shore. Once we identify those ropes, the things that keep us away from God, living Christian life fully, once we find them out and find courage to cut them off, we will experience much different, much deeper, much more meaningful life than ever before. Glory to Jesus Christ.